Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I hate to bring technical stuff onto the actual real show, but I have a legitimate question since we have just started the show.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, everything we've been talking about is basically what I'm hearing from you guys, not what the listeners are hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Hello?
Oh, you sound dynamite, Mike.
Is there a delay?
It shouldn't be. There wasn't a moment ago.
Weird.
Okay, now I hear you. Now I hear you. Hi, boys.
You weren't messing with us, were you?
No, I wasn't. But I asked Oscar a question, and then I didn't get an answer, so I was kind of curious about that. But,
you know how Oscar is.
Yeah, of course. I'm cagey.
it's really what I can hear from you.
It's what you hear.
Then I say we soldier ahead. What do you say?
I love it.
I say let's soldier on, and let's start with the, you know, because I could bitch about technical issues on the program today, but you know what? It's not all about me.
No.
It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tighter and brighter.
Yeah.
For your listening pleasure. I hate it when Rob does this.
One time.
Boo.
Kind of sexy.
I really hope for a new opening to this mailbag.
How about the same opening, different guy?
It's fine until Rob says one time.
One time. But he does the one time. Oh, God.
What if I did it? Well, let me try a different way.
It's all about
one time.
You've just improved it.
Okay,
now you can keep it.
Okay, good.
Now you can keep it. Today we start with a present. Yeah. Rob, what arrived at our mailbox this week?
This guy, his name is Mark Wayne Mativier or Mativier. He keeps sending stuff. This is the most curious gift we may have ever gotten at our mailbox, Mike. It is a case of single-serving Captain Crunch cereal.
Not even Crunch Berry?
No, it's just Captain Crunch, sweetened corn and oat cereal. We have two interns here today, and I know interns can always use cereal. So let's give it to Jason, or as Oscar called him in the pre-show, George.
George. Yeah. All right, John will eat the cereal, I'm sure. But here's the question.
Yeah.
We're not really sure why this listener sent us cereal. What's the type of message that he was trying to send to us?
Also, Mike, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to still do it. Gabby, I'm sorry, I can't see you, so this is harder than ever. Anyway, what were you going to say, Rob?
You also have three gifts that are just for you that you're going to love. One is a Boston...
From Mativier?
Yes, a Boston... Well, two of them are. One of them is a mystery gift. This is a Boston Red Sox visor that has hair built into it. So you look like you have a beautiful
keep that.
Full
keep
head
that,
of hair.
Please. I don't have to see that. You can keep that.
You're going
to
love this, Mike. A Hartford.
No, it's just me. I'm opening. I'm calling you guys. I don't mind even seeing that in a unclear way. It doesn't matter.
Let me answer you calling.
It's all about me. I'm just figuring this out go along. It's not affecting the listeners at all.
No, it's not.
So that's cool.
This is the Joe Dirt cap.
Yes.
Yeah, that's I've said no, I don't want that. I've seen those on bald guys. I'm not, you know, I have my hair, Rob. I have my hair.
That would be so cute on your son, at least for a photo.
Oh, you know what? Okay, send it along.
All right. How about this? A vintage Boston Whalers toque. Or Hartford Whalers, I should say.
What is a toque?
It is like a stocking cap.
Why don't you just call it a ski cap?
Because on the sales slip it was called a toque.
Duke, send that along. Whalers, anything Whalers. Incidentally, phenomenal, the Hartford Whalers and that logo and that brand, how strong that brand is up here. I pray that franchise gets somewhere in New England. I'd love to see the Whalers come back into the NHL.
They're
it would be fantastic.
Ice cream company that had the whale.
What? Oh, you're thinking Carvel.
Carvel.
That's Carvel.
That's Fudgy the Whale.
And it was Fudgy the Whale. Visit your participating Carvel ice cream store, Fudgy the Whale and Thinny Thin. Jeez, at a participating Carvel ice cream store. Thank you.
And Mike, this is the mystery gift. Someone has somehow hooked you up with him. Here is your Bernie bumper sticker.
Oh,
Bernie
good.
Sanders.
I want to send that immediately.
I'll take
immediately
care of that
send
Don't
that
worry.
To me. Very
and
good.
It also
like
it
that.
Comes with an envelope that it would like filled in return. Shall I include that?
No, I've already made a donation. I made
Attaboy.
A $50 donation to the campaign. And you're not hearing anything about Bernie because he's not doing stupid things. So, you know, he's just filling, you know, auditoriums, but he's not doing anything like ridiculously insane. So you're not hearing anything about him. And, you know, it's frustrating. I'd like to see the guy get more coverage. But, yeah, we're it's all Republicans this week. We're talking about the Clown College that's going to be on stage tomorrow night and looking forward to that. It's going to be big theater. So we'll talk about that later. Is that the
That's
only
the
gift?
End, that's the end of the gift bag, Mike.
Very, very good. Today is Taylor Mayfield's first birthday. She's in Georgia, and she'd love the traditional TMOS birthday song, okay? If it's her first birthday, she doesn't know what she loves.
Well, what's happening so here? The parents are using her as a
the
tool.
The parents would love the traditional birthday song, so I guess they want us to be cruel to the first birthday girl. So okay. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Cruel
Taylor.
Birth.
Taylor. Did that for the one-year-old. Superfan Jim Schaffran has a birthday tomorrow. Does Tom Brokaw even care? My God, that's a blast from the past, isn't it?
Yeah, does he care, Mike?
Well, let me see. NBC Nightly News. Tom Brokaw and Jim Schaffran has a birthday tomorrow. Not even sure what part of the United States he's from as I stay abreast of news of the day on NBC. Like, for example, what's the deal with that fragment of the Malaysian Airlines jet?
The what?
The Malaysian Airlines jet.
Oh, of course.
It was part of a 777. Tom Brokaw, NBC. Thank you very much, Jim. There
nice,
it is for you.
I like that.
Let's hear it for Steve Smegma.
No,
Steve Smetana.
Smetana.
I'm sorry. It was a typo here.
Sloppy big fingers, Mike. You know how it is.
Let's hear it for Steve Smetana. He turns 51 this Friday. I didn't mean to call him that. You know, this is a birthday. People send in their little messages
looking
here.
For praise.
Typo.
Very, very frustrating. And I just want to say I apologize, Steve. Steve turns 51 this Friday, and even better, he does all of his personal shopping and fulfills all of his company's business needs through our Amazon link. Yay, Steve.
That's
very,
nice.
Very nice guy. Alex Covington. I love that name. Alex Covington just turned 24 years old and thought it and through it all, he says that Mike and Rob have been two of the most positive and consistent male figures in his life.
What?
Sad, right?
That's
very
sweet.
Sad, right? Yes, sweet. Despite the fact that he remembers Rob pretending to be Dolores, happy birthday, Alex. Well, that's wonderful. Can Pony Boy send a birthday wish to P1 listener Tim Clark and do it as Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, my God.
Well, I Pony can do whatever he wants. So all if right. he wants to do that, that's fine.
Now, Pony, do you know allegedly that Abraham Lincoln had a high nasally voice?
I didn't, but I have an idea in my head of what he sounds like.
All right.
And that's what we're going with. What was his name?
The listener's name is
Tim Clark.
Tim Clark. 47 years ago, Tim Clark was born of Mike O'Mara Show P1. And for your efforts, Tim, I've asked our telegraph screener to break into the program director's office and steal a pair of tickets to tonight's big play that you can come see with me.
That's a
10. He doesn't disappoint.
That was a good one.
He worked
play.
In the Ford's theater thing. Like that's that. Very, very good. Thank you, Pony. That's what a NBC Nightly News. Abe Lincoln has been shot. Can you believe that Simeon Jones of Redding, California is already 39 years old? My, how time flies. Did you know that Simeon loves James Garner? Oh, my God, Rob. Are we getting back to this now?
They dance with it,
didn't
Mike.
We stop this a few years ago?
They
didn't we
dance
do that?
With it, but you know what? If it's one we haven't heard in a while and one that I think you don't mind,
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
I don't understand why you're sending me all these. I'm about to kick your ass across the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it. I like my shirts the way I like my women. Starched. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Garner.
Yes, Rob's B-Way.
Did you hear that Lincoln has been shot?
I got two tickets to the play, but it didn't go. All right. Thank you. Can you... all right. Jonathan Walker. Hey, Johnny Walker. Just turned 16, which, as his dad points out, is too old to be sending inappropriate Snapchat videos to the family. Cut it out, Jonathan. That's wonderful.
Nice.
Jonathan, keep it up. That's fantastic. Sounds like you have a great sense of humor. Happy birthday to Melinda Kane. That's interesting. Spelling is C-A-N-E, but Con is, or is it Kanye?
It's Kane.
Kane.
Oh, Kane, with the accent on the E.
Yes.
Kane. All right. Spelled Kane, but with an accent, an agu. What
accent
is that?
Agu.
Agu.
Agu, over the E to make things more difficult. Now, to make things more difficult, I would have to read this two more times. Our name of the week, say hi to Nate Bunnyfield, a listener from way back. I like all the bunny fields. He's a listener from way back who has a birthday this weekend and a kid due in December. So every bunny field is excited for the Natester.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Nate Bunnyfield. And can't wait till the little bunny field is born. When the little bunny field comes hopping through the nursery.
Bunny.
I don't know. Hey, guys. My most wonderful and handsome husband, Emil Call. Jesus. You know, when they're like this, I should have known the second one in that it was going to be Emil Call,
yes.
Polanco, turned 35 on August 4th. Emil Call Polanco, happy 35th. Like Oscar, he also answers the door a lot and does the decorating and cooking at our house. That's from the Kevin Meaney Show. He would love a pep talk from Oscar in his native tongue, Spanish. Oscar hates speaking Spanish on the show.
So cute, though.
But he wants you, Emil Call wants a lecture on keeping it tight, Oscar.
I mean,
that's from Jim Aldag.
Nadie quiere a los gorditos.
What?
Remember that.
Something fat.
Nobody likes the fatties.
Okay, very good. Next letter. I was one of the people that subscribed to the bonus show package at the beginning of the summer, and I never knew what I was missing. I thought the regular shows were hysterical, but the bonus shows are even funnier. Now for the true purpose of the letter. My sea wife, Amy, who still keeps it tight, and I have now been married for 10 years. Like any marriage, we have had our shares of ups and downs, but thankfully there have been many more ups than downs. I was just curious if Larry King, that pillar of marital strength, had any advice on the next decade. Thanks and keep bringing the funny, Chris. Yeah, get out of there while you still can. Thank you. Hi, guys. Our dearest friend, Brett Sheen, is a loyal listener from Sacramento. He will spend three of his weekends in August moving each of his three teenage daughters to three different colleges.
Ugh.
Wow. Jeez. Man, I'm thinking of the financial ramifications of that,
yuck,
too.
God, yeah.
The guy's probably got an open wound. Brett loves TMOS, so we'll be buying him the open mic audiobook to keep him entertained during the long drives. But there is one more thing that might make his month easier. If Bob Barker would wish Brett...
Nice.
What are you doing to me today? What are you doing
that
to me?
That would make my drive easier as well, Mike.
When did this happen, Rob? When did it become back to doing impressions for every letter? That's not what we do in the mailbag. We want letters. I have to stop everything. Stop
the
music.
Stop the music.
It's lecture time. Okay.
The
purpose of the mailbag, when we tweaked it, was you send not just birthday requests and impression requests. You are to send an occasional letter or message on any subject.
Any
to
topic,
Rob Spiewak.
Right? But I liked this
and,
one.
You like this letter. Now you're not helping my cause.
To
at
be
all
clear,
you say you
if
like
you're
it.
Writing in, write something about the show that you like.
Have some
yes.
some substance.
Yeah, some substance.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Maybe unless it's really good, like this next impression, ask Mike politely to do an impression.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's see what we have for William.
That was good.
Thanks, Christy.
Oh, come on.
Thank you very much.
But you see, that's the risk you run. That's the risk you run.
It's a new car.
Snake eyes.
It's a new car.
Oh, it's a new car.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a brand new car. What do we have for William?
Who doesn't love a new car?
Best Wednesday ever.
Can I try Bob Barker?
Yes.
Go ahead. Try Bob Barker.
You have to feed me the lines. I know the cadence.
Tell me what we have for William.
Okay. Roddy, what do we have for William?
Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. Next letter comes in.
Nothing.
Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Sorry.
Oh, a real letter. I turned 37 on July 24th. I hesitated to send in this birthday request so belatedly, but after hearing about the inundation zone, oh, that's the thing I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I figured I'd better send it in while I still can. Here in the Seattle area, we're expecting the next big earthquake any time, but Mike's mention was the first I'd heard of the inundation zone. In hindsight, it's obvious such a thing would follow a major earthquake, but it hadn't occurred to me before, so thanks for freaking me the F out with something else I can't possibly avoid. I'd like to ask if Scott Shannon... God! Oh, my
God! See, Mike, here's the deal.
No,
don't use that word. That's a bad word.
Naughty language.
Jesus.
But here's the deal, Mike.
What's the deal, Rob?
This is a learning time for the listeners.
It is.
You have been afforded a certain privilege, and you've screwed it up. You've screwed it up.
Thank you, Mike. I don't want you
to have to do this.
Good luck with the inundation zone. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I just listened to the audiobook on a long drive from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. I laughed at many parts and shed some tears when I heard the excerpt from episode 757. It really hit home with me being a young commercial pilot in today's aviation industry. Reminds me of how you terrestrial radio guys were treated. I can relate. My point is, this book was awesome. I love the feedback on the book when people tell us about their experience in the corporate world, too. It's kind of interesting. This book was awesome and inspirational. Keep up the good work. Your show means a lot to many people. You guys are like family, and I take with me on my travels, helping with homesickness. That's regards from Captain David Lyons, and that's why, Captain, I suggest that you start a podcast in your airplane.
That'd be good.
Nice.
That'd be fun. Very, very nice.
You have to get above 30,000 feet before you can record, though, right?
Catch Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let me see. Our next one says, hello, boys. I hope all is well and that you are enjoying the fine weather in D.C. and abroad. Just a quick story to share. After hearing Oscar talk about Uber and the whole TaskRabbit thing, I signed up for both. I am now an Uber driver and a registered tasker with TaskRabbit.
Yes! Yeah!
So, nice. Hey, I like that. Somebody's getting it done, working on his financial
world.
Thanks to the show, I'm making some extra side income. I was a little nervous picking up my first rider. I would be too.
Yeah.
I'd be freaked.
Creepy.
Since then, Mike, he's driving and typing.
Yeah.
Since then, okay, things have been pretty good with only a couple of intoxicated people. Most passengers have the persnickety personality of downtown D.C. socialites. Thanks again, Phil Stamper. I know Phil. He's corresponded with us a lot. Very, very nice of that. And our last letter, actually, I've got one after this, so hold off on it, Rob.
Okay.
Olav Likvall writes, boys, regarding train wreck. When I was 6 years old, I walked in on my parents doing it. That is one of the worst memories of my childhood. I tell you that to tell you this. Yesterday, I saw the Amy Schumer movie Trainwreck. If I had to choose one of those incidents to watch again, I don't know if I'd pick Trainwreck. Oh, God.
Burn.
Ooh, burn. That means it like makes him sexually uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's sort of a rave, really.
Mm. He would have to flip a coin. And all the best from Olav Likvall. And now here's one more that I want to share with you. Get a little heavy on everybody here because this guy asked me to do that. And I thought I would really pass this along. Got this actually either late last night or this morning. Mike, good afternoon, sir. And I wish I was messaging you for better reasons. In the past, I've heard you read letters such as this on the podcast, and I was hoping by some chance you would be able to read this one soon. My neighbor's brother, Matthew Haynes from York, Pennsylvania, was a member of the U.S. Army and fought in Afghanistan. A number of years ago, Matt was wounded in action and has been paralyzed ever since. Matt is in a wheelchair and, while he's fairly independent, requires a great deal of assistance on a regular basis. On Saturday night, after watching the Ronda Rousey fight with friends, Matt called his mom, once everyone left, to have her assist him in getting into bed. Once there, Matt explained to his mom that he wasn't feeling well and almost instantly fell unconscious. Matt suffered from a blood clot, which has rendered him unconscious since early Sunday morning. He has not awoken, and while doctors are optimistic given his youth,
his overall good health and his determination, Matt may have suffered even more damage from this. Doctors will not know if he suffered any mental or physical issues until he is conscious once again. To make matters even worse, Matt and his family suffered the loss of his stepfather in April from ALS. His stepdad was diagnosed last year and deteriorated quickly. Needless to say, this family has suffered unimaginable grief and conflict in their lives, and to know them, you know how unwarranted this suffering is. I reach out to you, the TMOS family and fans, today to ask for your thoughts and prayers for Matt and his family. I ask you to send positive energy their way, and whether you pray or whatever, consider keeping Matt and his family in your thoughts. We will. Appreciate you reading this, and I appreciate your support for all military members and their families. No soldier deserves to go through what Matt has gone through, but as you know, he does it in the name of protecting the freedoms of this country. Thanks again for your thoughts and prayers from Chad Baker. And so today, if you can, going through your day, might be going on your vacation, might be looking at your own family, count your blessings, know what you have, and know that our prayers are with Matthew Haynes and his entire family as they go through this, because it's been a tough go for them. So just wanted to say we do that for you, Chad Baker.
For sure.
And I'm a man of my word. And let's start the show on that note. It's kind of sad, but
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, here's my little early bird. Are you having fun? What's the matter, darling?
Nothing. I don't think I've ever grown up on Golden Pond. Do you understand?
No, I don't think I understand.
Doesn't matter. I act like a big person everywhere else. I'm in charge of Los Angeles, and I come here, I feel like a little fat girl.
That's just because your father said that.
My father is a goddamn bastard.
Come on, Chuck, watch your language.
Why, you gonna wash my mouth out with soap? It was a rather bizarre custom.
Chelsea, you have a great big chip on your shoulder, which is very unattractive. You stay away for years at a time. You never come home unless I beg you to, and then when you do, all you can do is be disagreeable about the past. What's the point? Don't you think that everyone looks back on their childhood with a certain amount of bitterness and regret about something? It doesn't have to ruin your life, darling. You're a big girl now. Aren't you tired of it all? Boa, boa, boa. Life marches by, Chels. I suggest you get on with it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, too, our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Business owners, did you know that summer happens to be the best time to hire the best people? With all your competitors on vacation, now is the time to find quality candidates. But to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. And when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with one single click, and you'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Actual client testimonials call ZipRecruiter effective, essential, and second to none. Plus, it's the best way to weed out the duds from the studs. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Yay. That was a very interesting segment. I just, and I don't mean to complain on a regular basis about the fact that we get too many impression requests, but remember when we retooled the whole mailbag situation, it was because that's all it was, because that is easy, and that's not what I want to do. I want to have some interesting takes on different things. So pardon me for that, but an interesting day here at the ranch on the Mike O'Mara Show. To say the very least, everybody, it's always interesting. And here we are. And I will tell you that I have succumbed to the heat wave, even up here, all the way up in Maine. Ladies and gentlemen, I have succumbed to the... I hear something.
That was a truck. God. That's a truck.
That was a truck.
It's just a truck.
Just gotta let it go, Mike.
This is a day. This is, God's telling me something today.
No, Mike. It was
God
a truck.
God is saying something to me today.
What it is I looked out the side, it is a truck full of impression requests.
Yes, very good.
And I did not sign for it.
No, I sent it away.
Absolutely wonderful. So welcome to the show. Yesterday, Mrs. O'Mara went out to the store to get some groceries, and lo and behold, she came back from the super center where, you know, Oscar yells at me for going there. He's going to like this story because the name of this story today is Always Buy Through Amazon.
There you go. Big win.
Mrs. O'Mara went to the grocery store, and the grocery store she uses happens to be the giant corporation that is raping towns across America, and that, of course, is Walmart.
Yes.
That's where she goes. And as a gift to me, as a surprise to me, she returned from the Walmart with something that I would not have purchased myself. And that something is a wall unit air conditioner, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! The Walmart wall unit.
Mm-hmm. Could someone with a computer there please to look up Haier? I think it's H-A-I-R. That is the name of the unit that she got for me.
Are you sure it's not just hair misspelled?
Maybe it's a or H-I-A-R. I don't know. It's high. I'm not sure.
I'm
no, it's not
it
hair. I'm not sure what the spelling is.
Tortoise
but it's
in the hair?
No.
It is air conditioners at Walmart. You'll see them all over there. She got the little one that fits in the window, and she brought it home. And I said, you know, I looked at her and I said, you know that I would not have purchased this on my own. You know that the only way that this would be put in our home is if you got it, because I have this thing, being up here, being the fact that it's Maine, that, you know, I grew up in a house in New England without any air conditioning. We had a giant fan in the attic, and you turned it on, and all it did was move the gross air
from one
room to the next. It was horrible. But nonetheless, that's much further south than where we are. The fact that I'm doing this up in Maine, the fact that anybody even pursued getting an air conditioner, I will tell you this, that I'm going to keep it a secret from the family who I already have an inferiority complex with.
Let me,
you know that's what I'm going to do.
I think you're missing the bigger problem here.
Yes.
The problem is that your wife bought an air conditioner at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's wrong.
Yes.
It's set up like an impulse buy.
In fairness to the big box stores of the world, the Walmart Corporation is more than a grocery store. It truly is. It is a store that has every little thing you could possibly imagine.
Mike,
for the love of God, next door, down in Florida, they're building one right next door to us, and we couldn't be more excited. It's fantastic.
Sometimes yes, price isn't everything.
That's right.
The first review on your Haier.
Spell it for me, Oscar.
Yes. H-A-I-E-R.
Haier.
Intern, fix phone.
Works great for a single summer, but don't plan on using it for a second season. Leaks refrigerant, won't cool, and ices up.
Oh, it's going to freeze up, Mike.
Well, this is going to be okay. We're going to be okay with this story. We're going to be fine with this story, but it comes in a cute... I'll tell you something. The logo, if you're looking at the logo, Oscar, doesn't that look like perhaps it would be a logo from a more successful company? From a modern, high-tech company? The logo screams, we've got our act together.
They've got a clean font.
Well, what they did, Mike, is they put a lot of time, effort, and money into logo and branding, and not so much on a condenser that doesn't freeze up.
Mm.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is. And so she brings it in, and I said to her, oh, wow. Okay, thank you. You know what? Especially on days where we tape more than one show, this room, just because of its very layout, tends to get a little steamy.
Toasty, so, yeah.
The other day, I didn't tell you guys this, but I brought a little... Now, this is not the outside temperature up here. It just happens to be the inside temperature at the house. And the other day, we had a thermostat up here, and the thermostat said it was 82 up here while we were doing
rough.
The show.
No good.
So, but the thing here is we're outside. It's like saying 77 degrees, and it just doesn't make any sense. And I didn't get, but the long and short of it is that I needed some sort of device to perhaps get a little of the humidity out of here, a little of the warm air out of here. And so I decided to, you know, pull the trigger and say, what the hey?
What you
hey,
needed, Mike, you needed a machine to condition the air.
I needed a machine to condition the air,
yes,
because that's what we need up here, and it's just amazing, you know. And by the way, for all those people, it happened again. Fix the goddamn phone. Thank you, Pony. I appreciate it. And so the thing about it is that the I'm not going to use the one that my buddy Fried sent me, which is the bucket where you put the ice and then you put the fan in it. And you attach the little streamers to it.
Yeah.
And that's not going to...
The streamers are just for show, Mike. But anyone on the internet has seen it. They've, you know, they say, click here to make an air conditioner for $4.
Right, exactly. And, not that it wasn't tempting, but you know, the man hours required to create that type of product was not something I wanted to do. So I decided to thank Mrs. O'Mara for this. I said, and she was absolutely right. This is not something I would have grabbed myself. I would not have done this. I would have truly said F it and moved on and just done the fan. But when we come back, I will tell you the process began. You would think, you know, take it out of the box, put it in the window.
Sure.
Life is good. I'm an asshat. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Mr. Rob Speedwell.
Yeah!
As you know, they attach things to anniversaries. Gary and I are coming up on our 19th anniversary. That's the arsenic anniversary. Everyone knows that, yes. Yeah. But the first anniversary is paper, okay?
Paper.
That's and I wanted to bring you a gift, so I brought you a paper. This is today's New York Times, and you can see right here all the news that fits we print. I read the whole thing, and it has absolutely no mention of your show.
Really?
Yeah.
But the good news is there's no mention of the show being canceled, which is
that's
nice.
That's good. Yeah.
And you guys can split it up. I did the jungle.
The Tony Perkins Show, a more broadcasting presentation.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What if I told you an amazing way to promote your business, ladies and gentlemen, to do it for under $10? You'd say, thank you, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Well, right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. The best deal out there. You can pick from tons of industry-specific designs. Well, what's an industry-specific design? It's a design specifically attached to that industry,
sure,
you melon head. Add your info and you're done, or you can upload your own artwork or pictures. You can upgrade to their signature style. At a fancy finish, or my favorite, raised print.
Mm.
That's bone and Sicilian braille.
Mm.
Your card will truly reflect you. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. It's a great move. It's a smart move. It's old school, and up here in New England, old school works well, and it is a great way to make a lasting impression. We love Vistaprint. We want you to try them, so here's a special offer. Use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings, and remember, your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. And just visit Vistaprint.com. Use the promo code TMOS and get this offer. Remember, that's TMOS. Ah, how are you, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I assume your thumb was up in the air, wasn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Big thumb.
Pony again, please. Thank you. Thank you. Is
the phone not? Is our new camera system not working?
It has. No one's paying attention to it. Yeah, Pony, look at it. Just there.
Well,
you go. There. That's it. That's it. Just keep an eye on it.
The way it's set. The way it's set up, Mike, is that we don't get to see the screen. We're not actually seeing you today.
Right.
And it's got to be frustrating because I will tell you, because of the one little thing we're having with. By the way, not Maine's end, but the Washington D.C.
Yes.
Some technical issues today. They're going to be fixed this afternoon. It's not going to prevent us from bringing you our wonderful show today.
Right.
But it's preventing me from seeing the guy, so we've got a little jerry rig situation, and occasionally the phone goes
And so it tips, and that's all. And now I've got on my little screen.
Yes.
I've got a little picture of me that tells me exactly where my camera is.
Yeah.
But you don't have the same thing.
We're using the front facing camera because that's a better camera.
Better camera.
I understand.
Better camera now for you to see us.
That's very exciting. We're as Oscar pointed out, all the years we've been doing this show, this doesn't happen very often.
It does not.
It truly doesn't, no. And I'm trying to remain positive. And that's
once a year.
You know what? That's my middle name, Mr. Positive. So I get this thing out of the box, and it's, like all air conditioners, it's got a bit of heft to it. It's a bit heavy, and every day now, it seems I get another example of feeling completely physically inadequate, whether it's age, whether I'm looking at myself going, yes, you've been successful in losing some weight, but you have such a long way to go. There are many, many moods and many times that. So bringing this thing up is a bit of an endeavor. It's
totally
vertical.
Will you entertain a question about it?
I will always, yes. Here's your question. La, 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 I'm entertaining.
No, I remember we had a house sans air conditioning when I was growing up, and when my dad would put the wall units in, they were these huge Westinghouse behemoths, and they were two guys to lift them because they were metal. These things weighed a ton.
Yes.
Now, even though this thing has some heft, does it give the impression of cheap plastic air conditioner?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay.
And so, but I'm fine, and then I get the thing out, and here's what comes in the box. What comes in the box is the air conditioning unit itself, a ton of plastic and tape and wrapping and warranties and all this garbage that everybody wades through with all this stuff. And then on the side, it's got these fans that are these tiny little, they're little like accordion pieces that make it fit and seal in the window.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this technology was probably created when the air conditioner was invented by Benjamin Franklin, back when he invented electricity.
Nah.
And these things are really almost incidental. What you care about, or what you should care about, is the mechanics of the machine itself.
Right.
These are the little things that are going to just slide on to the side of the air conditioner and fit it into the window. And you would say to yourself, okay, the big part is making sure that it fits snugly in the window and everything's going to be fine. What I didn't realize, as I began to put this away, that the real death move for this would be putting those little side curtains on the air conditioner. Because it's not, first of all, it's something I don't know why the hell they can't do it at the factory, why they have to rely on Johnny Nonhandy, who's sweating his balls off anyway, getting this lead weight up to the bedroom in the first place, and not wanting to bitch because out of the goodness of her heart, Mrs. O'Meara said, well, so you'll be more comfortable doing that goddamn show of yours. Everything will be perfectly fine. So I get it, and everything's going to be great. But sliding this thing in, they ask you to take this little plastic, I wish I could use bad language here, this little plastic S part, and you thread it through the little metal S part, okay?
All right.
And here's the problem. Plastic doesn't beat metal. Rock, paper, scissors, okay? Plastic doesn't do well, especially horribly tooled Chinese garbage that the metal part on the side of the side of the air conditioner has been milled to such a razor you could shave. Harry's should call this company and say, how did you get that side piece where the plastic goes to be so incredibly sharp? It's sharper than our goddamn razors. How did you do that? Well, so I have to thread this one side in, and it goes in, and after probably 10 minutes of shaking hands, bad vision, getting this thing threaded the right way, it slides down, and it has intercourse with the metal, and everything seems fine. It's flimsy, but it looks fine, right?
Okay.
It looks fine. Then I get to the other side, the left side, and it's time to put the left curtain on. And this is before I'm even threading this plastic frame around it. They're making me create this. I should be working in the frigging factory
right.
for this thing.
Yes.
So I go, right side though, fine. I'm okay. A-okay. Frame it with the little plastic. It's not seating in the frame that well, but I said, I'll deal with that later. Let's go over to the left side. And on the left side, I try to thread the same thing, and I probably exert a little bit more force.
Probably.
And
the metal housing where I'm supposed to slide the plastic down slits the entire length of the curtain as though you had it in a meat slicer.
Oh,
and,
no.
And what it does is the little thready thing gets sheared completely off the three quarters of this bull crap curtain that I'm putting in. And I realize I have now, based on a piece of 4 cent plastic, rendered my wall unit and air conditioner completely and utterly useless.
Wow. Oh, man.
So I struggled with it. I said, maybe I can force it in there. No, there's no forcing in. When I would get it attached, it would just fall out of the housing because I have destroyed. And it was a little string. It was like polio freaking string cheese that peeled up on the plastic and just fell to the side. And I realized after half an hour, 45 minutes of struggling with this, that I was done, that I was toast, and I was going to do something I truly hate to do more than anything else. Load everything back in.
Oh, no.
Put it in the car and bring it back to the factory.
Here's one other question, Mike. I know that they want you probably aesthetically to have the air conditioning unit centered in the window.
Right.
But you did have one of the curtains done. What if you put the air conditioning unit flush to the left side of the window? Would there have been enough curtain to seal it on the right side?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so you see, your hands are tied. You have
my
to take it back.
My hands are tied, and I didn't. I was also thinking about opening a vein during this too.
Oh,
not a suicide pact, but the fact that it might slice my hand off. So this is just the beginning of the odyssey. This will involve not one but two stores. And about 15 trips into town, which from here is not fun. I'll tell you the rest of the odyssey and American manufacturing and box stores and all that. I swear to God. Amazon. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. I got low self-esteem. She's kind of hot, though. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's now available. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Meara Show as read by the authors. Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book and then some. Hear the whole story. Rob's actually got a clip from it today. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Today's clip features the lovely Kathy Parsley talking about Mike O'Meara.
Or Kathy Parsley.
Kathy.
Did I say Kathy?
Kathy.
My apologies. I turned her name into an adverb. Mike had some strange proclivities as a boy.
Let's just say he had no problem dressing in drag. I bet people don't know that about him. He would put on some flowing garb with this huge straw hat, and he'd come swooping down the stairway with his wireless mic belting out, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." He was always doing things like that as a kid.
Always.
Yep, that's me. Oh, God. $6.99. Buy it today, folks. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear. Brand new TMOS experience. We're very proud of it. You'll enjoy it, too. And, yes, that was my impression of my sister, who'll be dining with me tonight. So, fun stories for the show tomorrow. Yes, I'll as she leaves in her car, my self-esteem will never be high.
I know how anyway, she dines, Mike. She dines very Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Catholic. Catholic, I walk around. So, in between, and Oscar will appreciate this, okay, in between the disaster that is this Helga air conditioner, whatever the hell the company's name is. Do we know where the company is from?
I can give you that detail. Give me
just kind of curious. I said, well, listen, before I roll back to the store, let me do a little research and see if maybe they sell a unit that I can exchange this one for that won't be as problematic. And I get online, and one of the first ones I see is Frigidaire. Frigidaire is very, very well regarded. And I said, okay, well, it's $20 more than this one. I'll go, I'll exchange it. I'll get my money back, and I'll pop for the extra 20 to get the good one.
Good idea.
That's what I'll do. So I take it back, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in line at the Walmart return counter with one person. Now, I'm fine. I got it in the cart. You know, it's not like I'm holding the goddamn thing, but I'm sitting there, and everybody feels the exact same way. You know, what is the deal? And it's, you know, but you know what? Up here, people talk to each other. Nice conversation, chatting with people. I actually showed a baby picture. Hey. It was fantastic.
Making,
it was
like, sweet.
Everything's
friends.
Fine. And then the big box stores, I think really Rob's wife knows this more than anything else. Returning things in certain stores probably never easier than it's ever been. It's they walk in and go, "What was wrong with it? Plastic ripped." Okay, writes it on the side of the package. Leave it over there. Money back.
They don't care. And they also, they've got every purchase in their computer. You don't really need a receipt anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just point, shoot, and get your refund.
Exactly. So that was the good part. And then it was back to the back of the store. And when I got to the back of the store, the only air conditioners they're selling are the same brand.
Did you see Zhang Rumen, who's the CEO of Haier?
Zhang?
Yeah, and he's
a German
Zhang.
Company?
No. He's from Qingdao, China.
Oh, that's who it is.
No,
he made it sound German.
Ni hao.
It's a Chinese product. Well, I'm probably poisoned anyway, so that's the way it goes.
It's their new lead air conditioner, Mike.
Yep. And so, I said, okay, we're done with this. I will go across the street because the other large box store is right across the street, and I'll take a peek in there. Same price point. We'll see if we can find something. I go over there and I look and I see one that's the same size. And after my dealing with, the fabulous Qingdao
Corporation.
Heyer.
After this, I said, oh, that's interesting. I think we'll probably go get GE. How about General Electric? Huh?
Sure.
General Electric. Is there anything more American than General Electric?
No sir.
Right? GE. And so I get very excited. Now, I pick up this thing and I put it in the cart and I say, because I'm not giving up. At the moment I'm about to take it out of the store and walk over to the cashier, this is no S, an employee of this big box store that will go nameless.
Right.
They wear a lot of orange. Thank you very much. The guy walks by to me and says, hey, man, good timing. You're getting that air conditioner just as soon as the heat wave's over.
Oh,
and I stop.
Geez.
Yeah,
like the snowblower.
And I take it to heart. I take it to heart, and I pause, and I'm like going, you are such a puss. What are you doing? Why are you? And I almost left it right there. I almost left it right there. But then the design, I don't think it was the fact. I was aware that things are going to cool off very quickly here. And
this September, October is coming around the corner.
This is going to be Christmas. 3-4 weeks of this that I'll get use out of. But the fact is, the Quest now superseded the temperature and climate. It was a Quest now because I'd been burned by this Chinese
so to
company.
Speak.
Yes. And I said, it's a Quest. And the you know how I am about stuff
you
like that.
That's
why I love
Quest.
Golf. You have to finish the Quest. So I decided
and to be
I
fair,
would pull
Mike,
the trigger.
To be fair, it's not really about how hot it is outside because you've already shown us the temperature in your studio can well exceed the temperature outside.
Exactly.
So even when the heat wave breaks, you're still up there sweating, as you said, your balls off. So
exactly.
You know
what?
Don't give this guy the satisfaction this
so ass. I put it in the cart, got it home. It's slightly lighter than the other one, which was great. I brought it upstairs. It was ready to go. Everything's fine. I take it out of the box. I look at it. I said, oh, well, look at these side curtains. These side curtains are plastic on plastic. They're going to slide right in, and they do. They slide in beautifully. It's better. It's tooled better. It's a better machine. It's fantastic. It looks like this is going to be great. It's got a little remote control with it. I said, this is going to be perfect. And then I turned the page for the installation. They said, okay, check the what you want to do is you want to take your mounting hardware. You're going to put a little bracket here. You're going to put a little wood screw here.
Nice.
And you're going to attach everything. And I'm like, okay. And I start looking around. I'm like, all right, just want to find that hardware. In the entire box, after 40 minutes of looking in the entire box, there is not a screw. There is not a bracket. There is not one piece of hardware. They have not included the included hardware in the GS piece of crap air conditioner that I'm the next one. And I am sitting there. I'm not going to cry. I'm a man. I'm not going to cry.
Good.
I'm not going to cry. I've gotten the Stairmaster workout hauling this thing. You know, my heart is ready to explode, but everything's going to be fine. And there is no hardware in there whatsoever. None. And I comb through it. I go through the plywood. I mean, not plywood. I go through the plastic. I go through the styrofoam. I go through the wrapping plastic that they, they wrap the entire power cord in plastic. And that, why they're doing that, they could have maybe thought to put the hardware inside the box, which they didn't. And finally,
keeps
once again,
keeps the power cord fresh, Mike.
I come downstairs. Carla hasn't even seen any of this. Carla looks at my face and immediately knows. She says, "Oh God." That's her reaction.
This is the first time she's disgusted. She knows that you've had issue with the hair,
but she thinks
that everything's going okay with the GE.
She thinks,
right?
Okay, I've been upstairs. She's down with the baby the whole time. I come downstairs. She looks at me and goes, "Oh God,
what is it?
And of course, the tone is, "What is it now? What is it now, Johnny Complainatory? What is it going on right now?"
It's the world against you, Mike.
That's right.
Oh, Oscar, yesterday it was just, these are the, you know what? You want to know why people snap? This is one of the reasons why people snap. So I come downstairs and I said, "You know what? I guess we're going to have dinner, right? I'm going to sit there. I'm going to put a nice call in. I'm going to tell them that everything is fine with this air conditioner. I'm going to talk to a person at the Orange store. And at the Orange store, I'm going to say, I don't want to bring the whole unit back. I just want hardware. If you get me hardware, everything's fine. Everything's great with the world." So I call. 20 minutes, I am on hold. They put me to a ringing phone. I counted the rings. The phone rang 18 times. I hung up and called back. I said, I usually hang up after 18 rings. The lady was very sensitive to that and said, "Let me get you somebody right away." Got a manager. The manager said, "Oh, it's the hardware. Yeah, just come in. We'll make it right." Bingo. So I said, "Sit down. Enjoy a nice little dinner."
What is your satisfaction level at this point?
There was a brief moment in time where if I didn't have a deck on the bottom that would be damaged, I would have thrown the effer out the goddamn window. That's how pissed I am at the whole. And I'm also saying my father up in heaven is looking down at me and going, "You're not going to get it in there. You're not going to be a no son of mine is going to be a candy ass with an air conditioner in Maine. You total wuss boy." So I'm sitting there and I have a nice little quiet dinner with the family.
Sure.
I kiss my son goodbye. I will not have the privilege of putting him down to bed last night because I have to go back again with the 40-minute drive to get to the box store to do this. But I'm okay because they're going to give me the hardware and I'm going to come back home. And the last thing in my night, about 8 o'clock at night, is going to be putting this air conditioning in. Everything's going to be fine. So I get over there and I walk in the store. I am mentally prepared for what's going to happen because it did happen. I am mentally prepared for the person that works in the Orange store to have no clue as to what I'm talking about. I bring a manual. I bring a receipt. I bring the product number. I bring all the information to show them. And after I get the initial, that didn't make me mad, the initial, "Huh?" Which is what they always do. What? They finally said, "Oh, I understand. Pete, can you come over there? And the solution is what I hoped it would be. We will go to the display case where they have where they've defecated 70 of these things into the middle of the Orange store because they're pieces of garbage,
right?
And they're selling them at ridiculously low prices. And Pete or Sam or Jim or whatever the guy's name is,
he rolls over
with his glasses on his nose and his little friggin' smock, and he says, first thing to inspire total confidence in me, his comment is, "I work in the garden center, so I'm not really sure what we're dealing with." Yeah.
It always feels like a swingers convention when you go into that Orange Box store because
absolutely.
You never get anyone from there. It's like,
no,
today
they don't
we're
going to
work
there. There's never anybody that helps with anything. You know?
Exactly.
There's always one guy that 60 people ask a question to because he's the only guy with any brainwave activity whatsoever, and we'll get to him because he shows up. He shows up at the end of this. Yes.
Oh, good.
So Pete, though, how complicated can it be? You're opening up another box, and you're going to reach in there.
Exactly.
And you're going to grab out the hardware, and everything's going to be fine. So he reaches it. He opens up the box, goes through it. Same exact thing.
No hardware in the second one?
Nothing. And they open up a third. Two of them. The entire run of these air conditioners does not include hardware. Well, based on the three that have now been opened, there is no hardware. And that's when the old smart guy came over, and the old smart guy says, "Well, I've never seen this, but this is terrible. Listen, we've got the hardware. I'll give you a bunch of different hardware and something. I'll give you some sheet metal screws and some wood screws, and I'll give you a bracket, and you'll be good to go." And it wasn't all that much hardware.
Right.
But this guy saved the day, gives me the hardware. I take it home and put it in the window and probably destroyed my window in the process. And now it is in there, and you can probably hear it humming.
Yeah, here in the background.
You can hear it humming in the background, which helps an audio show. That's a one.
wonderful thing to do because it adds to everything that's just been going quite well in the last 24 hours. And so that's the end of the saga. And, after many, many trips, I am telling you, really, ultimately, I think that I will deal with the online retailers just so I don't have to do the driving,
yeah,
the hauling, and all of this. And I've been using that. After Oscar scolded both you and me, Rob,
yes,
I have been doing a better job. But Oscar, I've been with you. You've purchased items in other stores. Sometimes it works that way. Sometimes it happens, that you actually get something that you want to go out
the key
and
word
you want to touch.
Is patience. If you're willing to go and see it in the store, and if it's on Amazon, you can order it there. If you're willing to wait a day for it to come or 2 days, depending on your Prime, then you're good to go. But you have to have patience. That's the key word.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Like a doctor. Yeah.
Absolutely, bite me. So anyway,
how was the Mike with the installation that was made with aftermarket parts?
Yes.
Are you pleased with it?
I'm as pleased as I can ever be, I guess.
Could you send me a photograph of the installation?
It sounds, it looks fine. Wait a minute,
The sheet metal's covering up all the dents and scratches.
Can you see the phone? Or are you guys?
No, we can't see anything. We don't need to, though, Mike.
I know. Everything's just fine. Everything's just great. Everything's beautiful.
Thanks, Rob.
Should have lied to him.
Yeah, it's
Show had no hardware.
Rob says, "Hey, can you send me a picture?" Wait. We can't see anything.
Yeah, I guess. We're using so many different things for different purposes right now. But ultimately, the room right now, thank Jesus on today's day, that it's working fine.
Nice.
It seems to be rather almost chilly in here right now. So I'm very, very happy.
And how was your sleep last night? I can only imagine being in an air-conditioned bedroom.
I put it on automatic, and normally it will be, I will have a fan running all night, and it will be ridiculously damp and cold in the room. This thing shut down, and I woke up at a perfect temperature and actually slept for probably 7 uninterrupted hours last night, and it was blissful.
Like
it's
a baby.
It's great, and I'm very happy with the way things ultimately worked out. I'm not happy that I had to kind of put these screws into the window. That's not what I wanted
to do.
It
happens with all window units. I've installed.
You got to kind of damage your window.
Yeah,
you got
to drill into the frame,
right?
And you have to do it depending on if you use the same window every season, and you have to put a bracket there so it doesn't fall out onto somebody, which is always important.
Right. Yes.
Let me get the phone out here and take a quick peek and see the forecast for tonight. Oh, snow.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's going to snow tonight.
Are you
going to
try
6 inches of snow?
Are you going to try to hide the fact that you now have a window AC unit from your family, or is it something that's going to come up in casual conversation?
I think I will probably withhold that information until I have the family in the backyard and someone looks up and says, "Oh, a window unit." And then when that is, it's funny Oscar brings this up. Oscar knows me so well. When that comes up, I'm going to say, "Well, I've got a lot of sophisticated audio equipment in that room, and we need to keep it cool for it, for the audio equipment."
Plutonium needs to stay at a certain temperature.
Exactly.
The flux capacitor that keeps us connected.
Yes.
I am not averse to lying to the fam about this thing because it is a source of pride. But, but to be honest with you, they're all closer to the sea. They are closer to the sea where the temperature is better than mine. I'm a little more inland.
I thought you would have Mike called Timbertina's hot cousin and had
air
her come
conditioning
over
Tina?
And had her come over to take care of this because it seems like the struggle
beneath her pay grade, Oscar. Beneath her pay
really?
Grade, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't believe that. That to me, if I had been sitting here and going, "Please help me put the wall unit into the window," I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that whatsoever.
Okay, I got and, snapped another pick.
No. Yeah, but it's I know, and it's good that you're enjoying that.
Thank you.
That was for a long work day, that was a pretty fine picture at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that
hell
was,
yeah.
That's right. But I did it successfully. It's installed. All it is, once you get those little labial curtains on either side of it, once you've got those put
God.
In.
Yeah, they are curtains.
It's just plugging it in and pressing it and starting and turning it on. That's
Mike,
all it is.
Let me offer this excuse. There's no guarantee anyone in your family is even going to notice it. But if they do, here's what you should say. You should say, "Oh, that? Oh, haven't even turned it on. And besides, it's for Carla."
Yeah, yeah, or the baby.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. That's exactly what I'll do. So that's the saga of that, and hats off to the blue store and the orange store. Thank you very much. Honest to God,
nice.
Talk about the land of mediocrity. I swear to God. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
This is exciting for the Rob and Joe Show, Joe, that we have Marcus Cerna is going to help clean up our audio a little bit.
Yeah, but he's not going to be involved in the content of the show, is he?
No chance. I mean, we were trying to do a comedy show here. We want it to be funny and entertaining. So he's just going to make it sound better, not actually going to like add his thoughts and opinions and his wacky I'm a DJ voice thing.
Yo.
Every week, we promise, no Marcus Cerna. Subscribe on iTunes. Listen to us on the TMOS app.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a wonderful word, isn't it? Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, buying and selling a house, probably the biggest decision that you will make in your lifetime. I've been telling you about HomeLight.com because it's a very, very special website, and it's a website you need to use if you are going to buy or sell a home. The best new way to do it. HomeLight uses technology. They analyze home sales data. They churn it into their program, and it spits out the best real estate agent for you, and they do it based on actual past performance. Now, whether you're buying or selling, you need HomeLight.com. They were founded by Stanford grads. They're backed by Google. Their agents are all top 5% producers. They are proven to sell faster, and here's the very, very best part. When they sell your home, they get up to a 9% higher selling price on average. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale, and they're honest, they're professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in the D.C. area and all over the USA. Why don't you let them help you, too? Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best place to find a real estate agent.
News.
Let's try that again, shall we?
No problem.
Thank you very much.
News.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
It's me giving myself a pat on the back. Yeah.
Well, don't cut yourself.
Yeah. Did it one day, all right. Lenny Kravitz was playing for a pretty huge crowd in Stockholm, Sweden on Monday. He crouched down and he ripped his leather pants right at the crotch.
Yeah.
And Lenny, no surprise here, was commando at the time.
Mm.
So the crowd got a very clear look at his equipment. And thanks to the internet, so can you.
I'm going to look that up. Wow.
You know, it was a great moment in our living room last night when it was trending on Facebook. And Carrie perhaps thought better of it after she said, I can't find a picture of Lenny Kravitz's penis anywhere.
Well, I saw the video, but you don't really see anything with the video.
Right.
The crowd did get a clear look at his equipment, and thanks to the internet, you can also somewhere, I don't know where, Lenny's junk attracted the attention of Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler, who sent Lenny a text saying, quote, dude, no underwear and pierced? F me, you never showed me that stuff. Anyway, Lenny tweeted the text and added the hashtag Penisgate. So I thought that was pretty funny the way they did that. In the new issue of Vanity Fair.
Whoa, he's packing too. Sorry.
What? Did you get a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's flaccid, and it's bigger than mine flaccid. That's really upsetting.
That's really disturbing.
Get that right out to the fans.
Yeah. He looks like a rock star.
He does.
Oh, dear.
He does.
Yeah.
Look at this,
Rob.
Anyway. He's packing.
Oh, I saw it. Right? Yeah. I did. I didn't, volunteer such comparisons right away.
That's a nuclear sub, let me tell you.
You sound like Bob Hope. I want to tell you, that's a nuclear
sub. Don Johnson.
Sub.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the new issue of Vanity Fair, Taylor Swift says it's cool for her and her friends to date each other's exes. Quote, there are no jealousies within the group. We even have girls in our group who have dated the same people. Quote, it's almost like the sisterhood has such a higher place on the list of priorities for us. It's so much more important than some guy that it didn't work out with. Just because you have the same taste in men, we don't hold that against each other. Isn't that
sweet? Well, you know what? It almost has to be that way, because if you're not allowed to date anyone that Taylor Swift has dated, there's nobody left.
You're running out of options.
That's about as many people that were at the Lenny Kravitz concert.
That's right.
For whatever reason, Kelly Osbourne was a guest host on The View yesterday. I don't know why Kelly Osbourne gets gigs, but she does.
You do.
She got in hot water for a dumb comment she made about Latinos during a conversation about Donald Trump. This is her quote. If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who's going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh.
Kelly, this is why you get the dumb girl, Ozzy Osbourne spawn, and you get her, you know, on the reality show, fine. Maybe even on that, what, that little E! Show that she was on for the runway.
Yes.
Because you know, in her, you know. The fashion police. If she was trying to make a joke, it didn't go over well with the rest of the panel, but she kept trying to push it. This is where the dumb gets dumber. Quote, I mean, in the sense that, you know what I mean, but I'm saying that in L.A., they always, No, I didn't mean it like that. Come on. No, I would never mean it like that. I'm not part of this argument, but sadly she was because that is just... Look, you're not... All this is not... I don't necessarily think that Kelly Osbourne hates Latinos or is a racist, but I will tell you what Kelly Osbourne is so stupid that she's not able to do a broadcast where you're spewing your opinions. And you have to be careful in this day and age, and she's not, and she's dumb. And, you know, that... What, the whole concept of stereotypes and the way I was raised is that when you say they all or they do this or
they
who are gonna, you are making a statement that sounds as follows, that there are no people in America other than the Latinos who do that kind of work. And that is offensive when you consider what's been said recently. So,
true.
Kelly, just button it. That's all I have to say to her. You know,
and
it's just
like,
stupid.
Like you said, it just, if you're going to use your platform for good,
just
be a little more educated about the way you do it.
And I'll say this about the Osbournes, Mike. They're all stupid. All of them. They.
They are. Yes. Now, that is not a stereotype. You're talking about one family.
That's fact.
They are morons, and one of them is so drug-addled that he can hardly speak the language. Mm. So that's what they are. And I don't know. I mean, I just think that was a good reality show when it was on. But, my God, have they squeezed careers out of that 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
And I just think there are more talented broadcasters out there. There are hundreds more that are out there that could do a better job than she can. But, you know, those hen shows, they do that.
There you go.
There are 17 major candidates for the Republican nomination for president. So it takes a special kind of crazy to stand out from the pack. Rob and I were talking about this yesterday. Ted Cruz.
Yay, Ted Cruz! Great
he's,
politician.
He's released a one-minute video where he cooks bacon on a machine gun. And he says, quote, well, maybe I should try it now. I'll try to dive in with my Ted Cruz.
Oh, good, good, good.
Here's his quote.
There are a few things I enjoy more than on weekends cooking breakfast with the family. Of course, in Texas, we cook bacon a little differently than most folks. He then wraps a few pieces of bacon around the muzzle of a semi-automatic weapon and starts shooting until the bacon is cooked. Then he peels off a piece and he eats it. And he's running for president. So there he is. There's Ted Cruz. Isn't that wonderful?
When I saw the video,
YouTube sensation.
When I saw the video, I was literally speechless. I don't even know what to say about it.
Well, because I he's a hack because people have seen this like for 3 or 4 years already. Someone cooks bacon on a machine gun. Yes.
Right.
Mm. Hardy har har. He's like, oh, I can do that.
Well, he's a total stranger. Total stranger cooking bacon on a machine gun. I'm watching that video. I'm enjoying that. Guy running for president doing that with the nature of gun violence in this country and the sensitive issue. You know, does he have to flex his muscle and, you know, prove that he's, you know, the NRA again? Is that what he's doing? The fact is, I'd like to know with Mr. Machine Gun, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Clint Eastwood, has he served his country? Has he fought in any conflicts?
Look at him. I think my guess would be no.
Right.
I think maybe he might have worked at a comic book store. And that is, in a way, serving your country. But I don't think he's ever done any military type.
Well,
no,
here is
just a guess.
A nice story here. A cop named... Get by the name and we'll be fine with this story. Jeff O'Rear got a call. This has nothing to do with the story, but I had to give you the name. He got a call about a chihuahua that was locked inside a hot car at a strip mall in Kansas City last month. It was one of the hottest days of the year. A little girl heard it whimpering when she walked by and told her parents to call 911. It turned out it had been there for about... 2 hours.
What? Jeez.
And it wasn't doing well. When Jeff got there, the puppy was lying on its back with all four legs sticking up, and it was having convulsions.
Oh, no.
So he and his partner immediately smashed one of the back windows with a nightstick and got it out, but things still didn't look good at that point. Its body temperature was almost
108 degrees.
Wow.
Its heart was racing like crazy. Then it went into shock. Luckily, there happened to be a veterinary clinic, the same strip mall, where the staff worked on the dog for about 90 minutes, got its vitals back to normal, and it survived. The good news is the dog's owners are now its former owners. They're facing charges of animal cruelty and agreed to sign him over to a shelter. And now he'll never end up locked in a hot car again because Jeff was surprised by his two daughters. The cop adopted him. Last we heard, they were still deciding on a name. So
that's
Jeff
cool.
O'Rear did a fantastic job and got to take the dog home, which nice. I think is very, very special, isn't it? Now a little something-something. Police in our favorite state, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, busted a Taco Bell employee and his friend yesterday morning for using the bathroom as a meth lab.
Oh, no.
Wow. The cops got a call around 4:40 a.m. about a suspicious person at the Taco Bell. When they showed up, 31-year-old Christopher Matos and 56-year-old Kent Doobie were working outside the Taco Bell.
Of course they were.
They mostly cleaned up the lab, but they left a few traces behind, so they were arrested for a conspiracy to manufacture meth. Christopher was also charged with meth possession. That may explain the unusual ingredient in the bean burritos. Oh. Human teeth, people.
I love you.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Speaking of politicians, Rob's got some good Republican presidential debate politics coming up. We'll have that for you next, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's in my head.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech
4. Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, everybody, don't let summertime temperatures fool you. Fall right around the corner.
Yeah.
And it's back to school time. Look at the kids. They're crestfallen.
Oh.
But mom and dad are tickled pink because it's time to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. Don't be a rube fighting the crowds like Mike O'Mara. Don't do that. Just shop Amazon. Books, protractors, notebooks, paper, pencils, pens, glue sticks, backpacks, back-to-school clothes, even trapper keepers. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It's easy. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it means the world to us. So unlike Mike O'Mara, be patient! Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or click on the shopping cart icon on our app up there. All right. The shopping cart icon on our app. The shopping cart icon on our app. The shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Or click on the shopping cart icon on our app. Click on the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Hooray for education. I cannot wait till this spot is rewritten. Thank you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, August 5, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, so often in the Republican presidential race, we're not focusing on the sexuality.
This is going to be so gross.
So what we need to do is we need to put aside our political differences and just focus on what's hot.
Yeah.
I believe he will be featured in the debate tomorrow night. Who's the number one candidate that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
He made it to the top 10, didn't he?
He did, in many categories, Mike.
Nah.
The Lenny Kravitz of the top 10, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's probably going to burst his pants, but for a different reason. Here is from New Jersey, Mr. Chris Christie.
I'm a Catholic. But I've used birth control.
Yeah!
And not just the rhythm method, okay? So, you know, my church has a teaching against birth control. Does that make me an awful Catholic? Because I believe and practiced that function during part of my life.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But you know what? I'm only going to find out when it's my time to be judged.
Mike, do you think that there'll come a time in the near future of this election cycle when Chris Christie pulls out?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine all that cholesterol just going back and forth,
You know, the horror
gross.
That Mrs. Christie sees that, you know.
The widow Christie.
Now, when he talks about that, you know, he didn't get specific as to he's used birth control.
Yes.
And he didn't talk about, you know, there. Don't you think that there was a little bit of a self-esteem issue there where he's kind
of,
he's liking the fact that he's sharing with everybody that he used birth control, that he actually was able to
get chicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to bang chicks.
Yeah, once in a while I do it for fun. You know, he later revealed what he used actually was a bacon condom.
Not sheepskin.
Yeah. That's gross.
Speaking of the Republican candidates, earlier in the week, some internet site released Donald Trump's cell phone number.
Yeah.
Not unlike the way he did earlier.
Gawker.
Yeah, Gawker did that. So now if you call Donald Trump's cell phone, here's what you get. I mean, you got to give this guy credit. He's making lemons out of lemonade.
Hi, Donald Trump, and I'm running for the presidency of the United States of America. With your help and support, together we can make America truly great again. Visit me on Twitter at Real.
So it's just a campaign thing.
Yeah, it's voicemail.
But the thing that's so great is the way it ends, so stay with it.
DonaldTrump.com. Hope to see you on the campaign trail. We're going to do it.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Maybe have somebody curate that mailbox.
You know, I got to prep people. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show a little bit, too. But I'm kind of stealing myself for a little disappointment. If you're expecting anything special from that debate, I don't think it's going to be all that fun.
I think you're
I really don't.
I think
everybody's
you're right.
Afraid. Everybody's a politician.
Yeah, but Trump's not afraid.
Yeah, he might be.
I think his strategy
is to wait for them to make the first move, and I don't think they're going to do it.
Or he pulls a hammy and can't make it.
Spectacular, though, if just one of those guys decided to look over and say, you are a total a-hole.
Yeah, jackass.
Wouldn't that be? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that just be? But that's entertainment, and they're all
no. They'll not do that. They'll not do that. Mike, are you when you live in Florida? Where are you in proximity to Melbourne?
I don't even know the geography of Melbourne. I'm not sure what part. Is it on the east or the west coast? I'm not sure.
There is a church down there called The Door, just like, you know, open front, back door. Mm-hmm. The Door Christian Fellowship Church. And this is a pretty amazing piece of tape. The minister was doing a sermon, and as they often do, they record it. And so they have a high-fidelity recording of the service for people who can't make it. A guy stands up. He's got a 10-inch knife and a BB gun and approaches the minister during the sermon. The minister actually distracts him, gets him, pins him against the wall, and get cops in to save him. But listen, they have the audio of it, and it is creepy.
Was worth so much to
this
God
is the sermon.
That he purchased it with the life of his own son. What's wrong? What's wrong? Johnny, what's wrong, man? Johnny, what's wrong? Johnny, talk to me. What's wrong, Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny, what's wrong? Talk to me.
Parishioner.
Okay, please.
Johnny, what's wrong?
Please.
Johnny, you need to talk to me. Johnny, we're ministers of the gospel. Why? Johnny, please talk to me. Johnny, talk to me. Please talk to me. Johnny.
I'm not going to hurt you. I need your money. Get on the floor. Okay, give him money.
We don't have any money.
We're poor, Johnny.
Just give him money, Mom, please. I beg you.
Johnny. Johnny, we'll give you our money.
If you get on the floor, I won't
hurt
you.
Johnny,
give me
your stuff on. Johnny. Johnny.
Johnny. Oh, my God, no. No, get the gun. Get it.
The minister was able to pin him against a wall. The minister's son, who is a little scrap of a guy, ponies build, punches the guy twice. The cops got there in 3 minutes. And nobody was hurt.
I should point out for anybody that wants to know where that was, it was actually not in Melbourne, Florida. It was right around the D.C. area, and that is why tomorrow on the show it'll just be JP, Lurch, and EB.
Thank you. East, little nugget for my friends, the junkies. Little Johnny Avil joke.
A little wild.
East
Excellent
Coast.
Johnny Avil humor there.
East
you.
Coast, opposite side of where Tampa is. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, very good.
Remember,
I'm so glad it's far away from me.
Yesterday we played audio for the trailer to the trailer of Deadpool.
Yes.
The real Deadpool trailer dropped, and there is actually a pretty funny joke in it. Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool. His last superhero movie was Green Lantern, mm-hmm. and it's oftentimes considered the worst superhero movie that Marvel ever put out. So this is in the trailer as they're talking about how they're going to create Deadpool.
You just promise you'll do right by me so I can do right by someone else.
And please don't make the super suit green or animated.
One thing that never survives this place is a sense of humor.
That is your magic audio
nice.
Mold. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend about our brand new audiobook, Open Mike the Audiobook, available now. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. Don't go to the orange store or the blue store. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.